detect sweet care. It was a really long time ago when you were a friend of mine, and I would really like you to know it would help to ease my mind. I would hold you up again if you passed me. I would hold you up again if you asked me. I would hold you up again if you asked me. I would hold you up again if you asked me. When you say yes and touch too much,
if you're a film addict, a festival addict, or an art addict, then we've got the place for you to be. It's the Vancouver Student Film Festival.
What makes this festival different from any other is that it's all about students, and of course, their films. You'll get to see the work made by some of the people who'll be ruling the industry in the near future.
The concept behind the festival is to promote the already vibrant community of young Canadian filmmakers in British Columbia by showcasing the films of students and recent graduates from post-secondary film institutions, and thus enhancing the lines of communication that currently exist between the artist, the public, and fellow colleagues on the West Coast.
The third annual Vancouver Student Film Festival will take place on Saturday, May 24th, 2008 at the VIFC Van City Theatre. For more info, please visit the website at www.vsff.com.
Up next, we got a little bit of a heat hit for you. A heat hit. I have no idea what that is. But this is from the Mixdown.
You are now listening
to CITR
101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Machine Gun. The industrial grade first single from Portishead's long-awaited album called Third. Which firmly puts the bed to the idea that they're just a trip-hop band stuck in the 90s. A digital version of Machine Gun can be purchased through the band's website, portishead.co.uk, and Third will be out as a single CD or a box set, including a vinyl special pressing, towards the end of April. Spring break and Easter are both over, although it's still Easter Monday for a few hours more, which means finals. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM and cable, online through www.citr.ca. I am Gak, and this show will feature mostly female voices, and towards the end I'll look at some of the artists featured on the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack. Going back to Portishead, it's been 10 years since their last album, which was self-titled and came out in 1998. The primary members, Beth Gibbons and Jeff Barrow, haven't been totally quiet during the past decade, though various attempts at this third album had been scrapped. Their only official output was a Serge Gainsbourg cover for a tribute album through Virgin Records called Monsieur Gainsbourg Revisited. Barrow has produced several for several artists, including this cut from Bronx singer-songwriter Stephanie McKay. From the album called McKay, this is Thinking of You on CITR Radio.
Ah! She caught his eye. For all he knows, he cannot see. Pleasure smolder inside. Cover seasons that fail from view. Long ago. Blame on your heart, but then you know that now. What do? You hide lies inside. Why do you do that? I don't know why. How long did I know you for? I don't know why you had to go. To enfold her long ago.
Drake, from Beth Gibbons and Rustin Mann's album Out of Season. Rustin Mann is better known as Talk Talk bassist Paul Webb, and both he and Gibbons collaborated together for this album, which came out in 2002, and they toured a year later. This allowed Portishead's jazz and British folk tendencies to be brought to light. The song Drake is in fact tribute to the late Nick Drake and his song Riverman. Another act that falls in the British folk tradition is Bat for Lashes, which is primarily the work of British-Pakistani songwriter Natasha Khan, though live, she has a trio accompanying her. She released her first album, Fur and Gold, through Parlophone in 2006, and was nominated for the 2007 Mercury Prize that the Claxons won. From that album, here's Bat for Lashes with Horse and I on CITR Vancouver.
I woke up the banquet for the shadows, horse night.
Someone ought to be ashamed. Someone ought-
White Hitterland, with Dreaming of the Plum Trees, which appears on their debut album, Phylactery Factory, through the Dead Oceans label. White Hitterland have been touring with Taken by Trees on the East Coast in February, where unfortunately the drummer's gear was stolen. But they'll be playing tonight in Portland, Oregon, with Bon Iver. The closest they'll get to Vancouver, though, is Seattle's Nectar Room this Thursday. Radio Free Gak airs on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Monday evenings, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Pacific. You can also listen online through one of the three streams at www.citr.ca, or you can download the podcast of this show and scores more from the very same place. The next three songs have a continental feel as they feature French acts, or at least acts that have some French members in them. First off, we have Autour de Lucie, a trio that have been around for a dozen years, though they've been quiet for the past four. From the 1998 album Immobile, here is Surte Pas.
You sing, do they mean? of $100 bills. If the cold doesn't kill her, none will. I read a magazine that said by 17 your life was at an end. I'm dead and I'm perfectly content. And these songs that I sing, do they mean anything to the people I'm singing them to?
We'll be right back.
Ivy with Edge of the Ocean. Ivy features Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne and Dominique Durand and Andy Chase from Paco. Edge of the Ocean can be found on their Long Distance album. Before Ivy, we had Charlotte Gainsbourg, daughter of Jane Birkin and Serge, with The Songs That We Sing, which appears on her 555 album. 555 features work from illustrious collaborators such as Air, Jarvis Cocker, Neil Hannon of The Divine Comedy, and producer Nigel Godrick. She also appeared in the Bob Dylan tribute, I'm Not There, both on film and on the soundtrack.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever shall be hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. Yeah, this is Mickey Fitz from The Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
Next up on the Radio Free Gack Express, elsewhere in Europe. Zweiraum Wohnung translates from German as two-room flat, although the German is pronounced very badly. It's also the name of a Berlin duo that play mellow lounge pop. From the album of the same name, here is Melancholisch Schön, or Melancholically Beautiful.
so low, I don't know what to say. I traveled round through deserts on my horse, but jokes aside, I wanna come back home. You know, that night I said I had to go. You said you'd meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. I never married, had those kids. I loved too many. Now heaven's closed its gates. I know I'm bad to jump on you like this. Some things don't change. My middle name still rents. I know that night's a long, long time ago. Will you still meet me on the sunny road? It's time, meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. Well, this is it. I'm running out of space. Here's my address, just in case. This time, as one, we'll find which way to go. Now come and meet me on the sunny road.
Emiliana Torrini with Sunny Road. Torrini is from Iceland, and she sung a song at least in one of the movies of the Lord of the Ring trilogy. She also sang with the earlier incarnation of Gus Gus and written a few songs for Kylie Minogue. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, back to our native land for the next set, starting with Vancouver's own The Choir Practice. The Naughty Choralists feature a dozen members from various local acts like The Gay, Piano, Love and Mathematics, plus a few radio personalities, including one other host from this lovely station of ours, Scotty Scenic Drive. You can listen to him Friday mornings. They just came back from South by Southwest, along with a few other Mint Records artists, like the Pack AD, Carolyn Mark, Van Cougar, and Bella. From last year's self-titled album, here's The Choir Practice with Red Fox. Bajabulat from her debut On My Darling, out now on Hayden's Hardwood record label. That was the song Snakes and Ladders. Bajabulat will be opening for Dvachka when they play Richards on Richards on May 2nd. Here are just a handful of concerts that will be happening before then. Tonight, Plants and Animals with No Gold will be at the Media Club. Tomorrow's a sold-out Justice with Diplo concert at the Commodore and Diplo's after-party show at the Caprice. Born Ruffian spend Wednesday at the Media Club. Vampire Weekend play their sold-out show at Richards on Richards on Thursday. This Friday, Ministry plays the Commodore. Chromeo's concert on April 3rd is at the Commodore. On April 4th, White Lung, Transmitters and Vapid will be at the Railway. On that same night, Japan Droids, Taxes, Basketball, and Baby Controller at the Cobalt. On April 5th, Black Mountain and Lady Hawk play a sold-out show, but also on April 6th, Black Mountain play the SUB Ballroom at UBC. On April 8th, Otecra will be at Pats. On April 10th, Cat Power is an all-ages show at the Vogue. On April 11th, Stars, Winter Sleep, Five Alarm Funk, and the Most Serene Republic will be at UBC's McInnes Field. Metric hits Commodore on April 17th. Caribou has two shows at the Biltmore on the 18th. Midnight Juggernauts hit Richards on Richards on April 22nd, as do Cut Copy and Black Kids on the 29th. On April 30th, Queens of the Stone Ages have us all ages a show at the P&E. And that same night, Sons and Daughters visit Richards on Richards.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically. That's right, or yeah. Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, you know, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him
nation. Army marches on. Each one a dedicated follower of fashion. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as thick as can be. Follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
The Kinks, with their lampooning take of the swinging 60s scene in London. Dedicated follower of fashion. That originally appeared as a 1966 single, though it's been included with many best-of compilations over their many decades of service. Lead Kink Ray Davis has been releasing various solo albums since the Kinks dissolved in the mid-90s, the most recent being last year's Working Man's Cafe. The Kinks have featured heavily in the soundtracks of the films written and directed by Wes Anderson. According to the press literature at the time of release, Rushmore originally was going to be an all-Kinks soundtrack before Anderson expanded it to the entire British invasion. That trend of the Kinks continues on the last year's soundtrack to the Darjeeling Limited movie, with three Kinks tracks, including this one from the first train station scene called This Time Tomorrow on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This time to-
Shahru's Theme by Bollywood director and composer Satyajit Ray. The short theme appears on the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack, although it first appeared on Ray's film Charulata, known in English as The Lonely Wife. Four more of Ray's score work from various films appears on the soundtrack to the Darjeeling Limited, directed by Wes Anderson and starred Adrian Brody, Owen Wilson, and Jason Schwartzman. It basically starring in a film based on one of the railways that head up into the mountains in India. Another artist who appears on the soundtrack is Joe Dassin, a French-speaking American expatriate who was a star in 1970s France. He played his songs, which he often sang in one of the seven languages he was fluent in. From a best-of compilation, Le Meilleur, here is Joe Dassin with Le Petit Pain de Chocolat, or The Little Bar of Chocolate. And we'll follow that with his Darjeeling Limited contribution.
Il achetait son petit pain au chocolat. Aïe, 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 aïe. La boulangère lui souriait, il ne la regardait pas. Aïe, 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 aïe. Et pourtant, elle était belle. Les clients ne voyaient qu'elle. Il faut dire qu'elle est croustillante autant que ses croissants, et elle rêvait mélancolique le soir dans sa boutique à ce jeune homme distant. Il était myope, voilà tout, mais elle ne le savait pas. Aïe, 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 aïe. Il vivait dans un monde flou où les nuages volaient pas. Aïe, 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 aïe. Son cœur dans l'odeur chaude des galettes, des baguettes et des babas. Aïe, 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 dans la boulangerie en fête, un soir on les marie. Aïe, 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 tout en blanc, qu'elle était belle. Les clients ne voyaient qu'elle. Et de leur union sont nés des tas de petits gosses, myopes comme papa. Gambadant parmi les brioches, se remplissant les poches de petits pains au chocolat. D'une simple paire de lunettes pour approcher deux êtres et pour qu'ils soient heureux.
Sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu, j'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui. N'importe qui, et ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi. Il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées,
au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Tu m'as dit j'ai rendez-vous dans un sous-sol avec des fous qui vivent la guitare à la main du soir au matin. Alors je t'ai accompagné, on a chanté, on a dansé et l'on n'a même pas pensé à s'embrasser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Hier soir, deux inconnus, et ce matin sur l'avenue, deux amoureux tout étourdis par la longue nuit. Et de l'étoile à la concorde, un orchestre a mis le corps, tous les oiseaux du point du jour chantent l'amour.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées.
Les Champs-Élysées, the main avenue within Paris itself, sung in French by Joe Dassin, which he recorded in English and German as well. Before that, Le Petit Pain de Chocolat is actually a chocolate cake, not bread. As I, well, pain is, I guess, the direct translation, but I guess, well, there are chocolate breads, but why not have chocolate cake? Anyways, Les Champs-Élysées, the French version can be found on the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack, which is out now through Avco Records.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Coming up next is another French-speaking American who works under the alias of April March. From her 1999 album, Crominence Decoder, this is a tale told of a trip to the forest gone wrong called Sugar.
rage. But I see past those laughter lines. So baby, let's split tonight. I got a tank full of gas to light. Yeah, we could drive for miles and miles, but you just said that's a lot of love. And so you crave recognition, but the keys to the city we're missing. People are puzzles to be figured out, but you just said
The Thrills, with the Sebastian Tellier remix of Not For All the Love in the World, which removes the Irish indie rock and replaces it with a moody Gallic flair. Sebastian Tellier is neighbors with Guy Manuel de Homem Cristo of Daft Punk, who produced his latest very slick album called Sexuality last month. Tellier is going to represent France in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, performing the first non-French song in that crazy competition's history. Coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM is Kaki King. She's a guitarist from Atlanta who's been featured in the soundtracks to August Rush and Into the Wild. One of the songs from the Into the Wild soundtrack first appeared on her 2004 album, Legs to Make Us Longer, and it's called Doing the Wrong Thing.
Thank you.
That was Khaki King with Doing the Wrong Thing. Next up, well, it's approaching 9 o'clock. I'm not sure where Mr. Gavin Walker with the Jazz Show is quite yet, because usually he sits in with me for a little bit here. Hopefully he's recovered well from whatever he needed to do on Wednesday. So I'll just hang in here for a bit until he arrives. So anyways, coming up before 9 o'clock here, I'll play a song by a band from Tartu, Estonia. Tallinn is the capital, but Tartu is sort of like the southern, more colorful folk part of Estonia towards the Latvian border. The band's called Opium Flirt, and they're currently unsigned, though you can buy one of their albums through CD Baby. That album is called Tehisland, and this song is St. European King Days. Just in case he does show up, this has been episode 11 of Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. The Jazz Show, assuming our friend Gavin Walker will show up, we'll go for 3 hours, and at midnight, then Vengeance is Mine, 2 hours of punk with Trevor Fielding. If you missed any of this week's show of Radio Free Gak, you can always subscribe to the podcast from either the Waste Station's website, www.citr.ca, or you can visit my own site, which is playlists and other happy stuff. That URL is www.gak.ca. At this point, next week's show looks to be a grab bag based on its current primordial state, but I'm sure it'll take a pretty shape before airtime. Anyways, this is again Opium Flirt with St. European King Days.
Thank you. You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9. The time is just a few moments after 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.
Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo.